War and Peace. Second Epilogue by Leo Tolstoy. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. History is the life of nations and of humanity. To seize and put into words, to describe directly the life of humanity or even of a single person, appears impossible. The ancient historians all employed one and the same method to describe and seize the apparently elusive, the life of a people. They described the activity of individuals who ruled the people and regarded the activity of those men as representing the activity of the whole nation. The question, how did individuals make nations act as they wished, and by what was the will of those individuals themselves guided? The ancients met by recognizing a divinity which subjected the nations to the will of a chosen man, and guided the will of that chosen man so as to accomplish ends that were predestined. For the ancients, these questions were solved by a belief in the direct participation of the deity in human affairs.